It used to be that dad would teach his son or daughter the business and the family farm would be passed on. Not these days, according to Department of Agriculture statistics. 3 farmers a day give up their license to run a dairy operation. Gwen Garvey is coordinator of Farm Link, the group organizing the workshops for beginning farmers, experienced farmers, and those who support them. She says there's a common thread running through family operations.
Their operation can't support 2 families. And so it's much easier and more sensible for the senior farmer to sell the work land to the neighbor and leave the building sit idle.
Garvey says the workshops provide alternative strategies to this, ways to modernize older buildings without spending so much, and information about alternative crops or rotational grazing. She does not believe the popular opinion that farming is not very attractive to some young people because of the long work hours.
I don't think it's a matter of enticing. I think that the people who want to do it have that fire in the belly. I've been finding through this Farm Link program that there aren't the opportunities for the young people to get started because of the financial situation.
Because of that, Gwen Garvey says many regional groups that benefit from having a thriving farm economy are helping fund the workshops. Besides the one tomorrow in Thorpe, 2 others will be held in January in Rice Lake and Janesville. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.